In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Christ is risen.
Truly he is risen.
Some things in life, we don't really know what we have, or we don't know our own them. Sometimes we think that we are so good, and sometimes we think that, oh, there is nothing good about me. Did it happen to you?
Yeah.
It is very, very important to know exactly who you are, what qualities and what shortcomings we have, each of us. Do you think that you have any qualities? Do you have any qualities?
Yeah.
Do you think that you have any, do you know of any shortcomings that you have? Do you know what a shortcoming is? Something that you are not very good at, you know, or something that you are not proud of because you do it or you do it. Or no? Never? Okay. Now, it happens that when we think that we are really good at something, we become proud of it, right? And then we think that, oh, there is nobody else like me. And we exclude somebody else, or just because, you know, sometimes because we are born into a special family. We are born into a rich family, people think that, wow, I'm so rich, I'm so good. Right? And then they become proud. Now, we saw in today's gospel our Lord Jesus Christ not being, first of all, we saw him talking to a Samaritan woman. And St. John the Evangelist tells us that the Jews had no dealings with the Samaritan. In fact, let me show you a map here. This is Galilee, right? This is where Nazareth was, where Jesus grew up, and where he started his preaching. And then Jerusalem is down here in Judea. Most Jews, so if you wanted to go from Galilee to Judea, the shortest way was to Samaria. But most Jews from Galilee who go to Judea, Jerusalem, another much longer way because they didn't want to go to Samaria. Because they didn't want to have anything to do with the Samaritans. Because the Jews, the reality is, you know, that because of a historical tragedy, the Samaritans changed their belief about God. And the Jews didn't want to have anything to do with them because of that. Even to go through their land. The Jews thought of themselves as being superior to the Samaritans because they kept the faith pure. And because they kept the faith pure, they didn't want to even talk to the Samaritans who lost the purity of the faith. But Jesus, we saw Jesus in this gospel going from Galilee to Judea through the province of Samaria. Not only that, but he started talking with a Samaritan, and not only a Samaritan, but a woman. And in those times, men thought of themselves as being better than women. And men would not talk in public to women, because they thought that they are better than women. Happy Mother's Day. Men were very proud in those times. Jesus, as a man, he talked to this woman, I am better just because I'm a man. Not only that, but he talked to a Samaritan woman. Wow. That was a big no-no. That's why when the disciples came and saw him talking with a Samaritan woman, what are you doing? You talk to a Samaritan and a woman, but they didn't say anything because he was the teacher. So they just didn't say anything, but that's what they thought. On the other hand, we saw Jesus not being afraid to tell the Samaritan woman that salvation comes from the Jews. He knew who he was. He was not afraid to tell her that he was the Messiah. And he was not afraid to tell her that salvation comes from the Jews. That was the reality. By the grace of God, the Jews kept the faith pure. But Jesus didn't become proud of that. Or he didn't become proud of the fact that he was the Messiah. I'm not going to talk to anybody now because I am not. And I am a Jew. No. He knew exactly who he was. He knew exactly the great gifts he had as God and as a man born in the Jewish nation. He knew how hard his nation fought to keep the faith pure, but he didn't become proud of it. And he preached, he taught to the Samaritan woman, who, by the way, was not a very holy woman. And she was ashamed of who she was. That's why she went to draw water at the sixth hour, the Gospel says. Do you have any idea when the sixth hour was in those times? It was noon. She didn't go in the morning when most women, that's why Jesus was tired, it was very hot because it was already noon. And in the, you know, in Samaria, it's a hot area of the world, and at noon it's very hot. So Jesus went by the well, probably under a tree, rested a little bit. That woman was not coming. Most women of the village would go to the well in the morning to draw water because they needed water in the morning. What? Exactly. To wash and to start cooking and everything. Because when do you use most water? In the morning or at noon? In the morning, when you wash and when you start cooking. She was not going to the well in the morning with the other women because they would gossip about her and her life and who she was and what she did. The fact that she had five husbands and one with whom she was not really her husband, you know, all that gossip. So she was not a holy woman. But she was a woman. She was a woman. She was a human being. And that's what Christ looked at. She was a child of God. And that's the only thing that matters. She looked at her as a human being created in the image of God. And that's what we are called to do. To be like Christ. To know what qualities we have. And not to be afraid or ashamed of our qualities or shortcomings, to know exactly who we are. And to treat the people around us with love and respect. Because any human being has qualities. Nobody is perfect. Only together we really become like God. Are you perfect, Zoe? I'm not perfect either. Anybody perfect here? But you know what? We are not perfect, but each of us has different qualities. Is that right? Are you completely bad and evil? Anybody completely bad and evil? We all have shortcomings. We all have qualities. And only together, by putting all of our qualities together, we become like God. Only together we really become the likeness of God. Thank you very much. Who is the Orthodox Church for? When I was a university student, but we make up our own mind. Heresy doesn't mean wrong teaching. Heresy means choice. I make a choice to believe things about this. So let's see what the revelation of God is about, what the church, who the church is for. We saw in the days, the epistle reading, because you know this was a question from the beginning of Christianity. In the days of epistle reading, we read that in the Acts of the Apostles, that those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen, the first martyr of the church, traveled as far as Phoenicia. They ran away because the persecution started in Jerusalem against the Christians. So they ran away.
That's the end of the story.
Because these Jews still wanted to keep the faith for themselves. That's why Paul had to write the Galatians to remind them, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. He hit the nail on the head.
They are here to serve and to die, but you
means of church growth. If we are addressing ourselves only to people who are traditionally of Orthodox nations, we have that many chances of growth. You know why? Because there are not too many. In Lexington, we have three Orthodox churches, two in Lexington, one in Glasgow, right? Most of the Orthodox people who want to go to church are already in church. Most of those who are Orthodox somehow and want to go to church are already in one of the churches, right? And the reality is that in the United States of America, the Orthodox Christians are less than 1% of the population. Any kind of Orthodox, of any kind of ethnicity. So if we address ourselves to those who are already Orthodox, we address ourselves to 1% of the population of Lexington. If we address ourselves, if we think that any person in Lexington could become Orthodox, then we address ourselves to 100% of the population of Lexington. And the math is very simple. We have 100 more times chances for growth. Do you want church growth? Then let's believe that the church is for everybody. And like Christ, let us look around. As Christ told his disciples, look around, for the fields are white and waiting for the laborers. Go in, just go in. I am telling you. There is not a chance for growth. If we understand that the fields are white,